I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. Hunters who've been anxious all summer to finally get a chance to burn some powder, well, that chance comes this week. We'll talk about the opening of West Virginia's mourning dove season right after this.
I've been a member of the Federation for 18 years. The Federation stands for good stewardship of the resources and preserving our hunting heritage. Through those efforts, I want my kids to be able to enjoy the same privilege that I have. My father joined the Federation for me, and I've done the same for my children. Jake's, Women in the Outdoors, and Wheeling Sportsmen, they want to be the best conservation organization in the world.
The annual dove season opened this week on September 1st. The traditional start of the season draws a lot of hunters into the fields early, when few other seasons are open for hunting. Biologist Steve Wilson with the DNR says it's likely there are a healthy number of doves to accommodate hunters this year.
I believe it has. Our trapping success and our summer banding operations were real good. We caught lots of young birds, so they apparently dodged the rainstorms enough to produce pretty well.
Now, as Wilson mentioned, it's been a rainy summer, but typically that does not have as much of an effect on the dove population as if the rain comes in storm fashion.
Storms are worse than just general rainy weather. You know, a hard storm. If you ever seen a dove nest, you would wonder who put that handful of sticks up there, because they put up a real flimsy nest, and a hard storm can blow them out or something like that. And of course, you know, a really hard storm could maybe get those nestlings wet, and they don't survive too well like that. But most of the time, just the general rain, they do fairly well. So we kind of miss the storms, I guess.
Agricultural areas are going to be the best places to set up if you're wanting to hunt doves, but Wilson says there are two wildlife management areas literally tailor-made for dove hunting. Those are McClintock in Mason County and Green Bottom in Cabell County.
We do some fields that are planted and mowed and specifically for dove management. So, of course, it's public land. You don't have to contact anybody for permission to hunt there, so that makes it easier to do. There's a lot of awfully good dove hunting around most of our agricultural areas if folks will get out and talk to landowners.
Trying to find the perfect setup isn't that hard. Wilson explains the components you should be looking for as you're scouting for the ultimate spot.
You'd like a field of maybe oats or wheat or something that was harvested a few days prior to season. Have a little fence row there somewhere with a water source nearby and a couple of dead snags. And if you get around one of those dead snags somewhere between the water source and the grain field, you're going to be in dove heaven.
I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.